Hallelujah. Morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another beautiful day of being built up, Lord, seeing the light, seeing you, your wonderful love for us, and seeing your wonderful plan for us. Thank you, Lord, that when we were in darkness and when we didn't know, your goodness has come to build us up and give us a purpose and a destiny. We were caught up in the worst nightmare out, Lord. The devil was just there to keep us away from this wonderful love, wonderful plan that you have for us. So thank you, Lord. We have woken up, and thank you daily now. We're inspired, we're motivated by your love to love ourselves and to love others out there. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 13, verse 10. I'm writing this to you now so that when I come, I won't have to say another word on the subject. The authority the Master gave me is for putting people together, not taking them apart. I want to get on with it and not have to spend time on reprimands.
Yeah, you see the reprimanding in it, and just perceiving now this whole letter to the Corinthians, the first and the second one, is all to let them see, say you in the flesh, not in the spirit. It's just saying that you don't just take hold of people, like they've been listening to false prophets and they've been open to their deception, you know, so much so that they believing and appreciating these guys and not appreciating Paul and his team. And so, and yet it's such beautiful letters, you know, it is so beautiful. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the love of God constrains us, we're a new creation, behold, all is new. Because he who knew no sin became sin. So you see, I mean, there's so much precious beauty here. So what you also see is that we're always learning and yet never coming to the knowledge of the truth. So it's just wonderful to know that the devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come to give us life and life in abundance. And that's what we got to take hold of, guys. It's morning by morning he wakens us, so that it can be a daily thing. And so, according to Scripture, today is the day of salvation. According to Scripture, faith is now. It's not yesterday. It's not out there in the future. It's what God is saying to you now. Faith is now. And yeah, so just yesterday I was talking to a builder, Pedros, and just telling him, you know, you were made by God. You are his workmanship. And until you come to him and surrender to him, the devil is just trying to keep you away from the wonderful purposes and plans God has got for you. And I was saying to myself, I thought I believed in Jesus. I believed God loves us. But I thought I'm enjoying myself. I'm first going to have my adventure. And then, yeah, when I hit 80, if I get that far, but when I get older, I'll take the Lord into my life. And as I said to him, it was stupid. I wasted a lot of time, because since then I've realized that God knows exactly why he made me, and he's got the best intentions for us. And so you don't want to miss out any second, any hour, any day, because you've got a God that his thoughts towards you is as much as the sea sand. And also, I was just, as I was walking around this beautiful property God has made available for us, I call it the Garden of Eden, I was thinking, I never ever thought that I would love having a garden, fruit trees, and a beautiful garden. The garden in front of our house is exceptional. But your God knew that. And so he knows each and every one of you guys. So what no eye has seen or heart has perceived, God has got for you. So just stay in tune with him, because he brings it about, not by power nor by might, but by his spirit. And so what no eye has seen or heart has perceived, God has got for you. And that is a beautiful purpose and destiny and plan all written in heaven for you already. It's your story unfolding. And as your story unfolds, you can only but be motivated, inspired, and blessed by God's love, and then encourage others around you. So it's not a whole stirring up, hey, I must minister, I must love, I must give. It all comes naturally. So stay with God He's come to give you life and life in abundance. And the words of Paul and the disciples, the first fruits of this new covenant, they are there to encourage us daily to take hold of this beautiful, wonderful covenant and be built up in every way to be a light in the darkness, a river in the desert, a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. Amen.
Amen.